are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Lisa Fetherngill, a CPA and personal financial specialist with the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. She's also a member of the group's National Financial Literacy Commission. And she joins me now to talk about ways to make sure that all your Christmas shopping gets done without breaking the bank, especially during tough economic times. And Lisa, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
There's a couple of key priorities that the AICPA is pushing here. Number one, stay within a budget. And that, of course, means developing a budget in the first place. How do you figure out how much you can really spend?
Well, you've got to first start with deciding who you're going to buy for. And then look at your own resources and decide how much is appropriate. It's so funny. A lot of people go into Christmas and it's almost like a free for all. You've got the credit card, and you know it, and you're spending as much as the limit will allow. What I would suggest is that you start beforehand and have a set amount per family member or whoever it is that you're shopping for. And in fact, there's an opportunity here to teach a little lesson to the kids. What I'm seeing some people do is say, okay, honey, this is your limit for this year. You have $200, and you can decide how to spend it, but you're going to have to make some decisions in order for all of your presents to come within that dollar limit.
Another thing you want people to pay attention to this year is what's really been dominating the headlines, and that's the credit crunch. Folks spending money they might not necessarily have, so you are strongly recommending the use of cash this holiday season.
If at all possible. And that's another reason to start early. If you can start as soon as possible, then that's a few extra pay periods, and that lets you use extra cash from each paycheck instead of trying to crunch it all at the end.
What about when to shop? Does it save folks money to get up early in the morning the day after Thanksgiving and stand outside in the dark when the doors open at some of these major retailers?
Yes, but another thing you might consider is that a lot of them have those same sales online, and it's a lot more comfortable to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do the shopping on the computer than it is to stand in line and fight the traffic.
Do a lot of stores have special deals online or other savings that you can find if you look hard enough?
Yep, and that's another reason to start early. You can check online to see when the sales are going to begin, and you can also check for retail coupons online, or you can do it in person as well. And if you're doing it in person, you can look at the sale ads that are coming out every Sunday or come out right before Thanksgiving. And a lot of times they'll tell you if the sale applies online as well as in the store.
Lisa, one of the principles you mentioned a couple times now is starting early. It's November 18th. Is it too early to start, or if people want to follow these principles, should they get cracking?
Well, they have to get cracking pretty soon here. We only have another 5 weeks. So I would say start as soon as possible. But, you know, next Friday, a week from this Friday, is Black Friday. So it's already here.
In terms of one other area of saving some money, you talk about comparison shopping. I'm the kind of person who figures out what I want to get everyone. I get to the mall. I spend my money. I'm done in an hour. Now, you are suggesting something very different here if we're looking to get the best possible deal. How do you comparison shop, and how much time should it reasonably take?
Well, here's where the computer is really valuable, because you can go to, there are several websites that will allow you to, or even you can go to Google and type in the item that you want to buy, and it will come up with a lot of different places that are offering the item, and you can comparison shop that way.
And, of course, this is all being done through the National Financial Literacy Commission of the American Institute of CPAs. Talk a little bit about the commission and the work that you're trying to do to make sure that folks are using their money the best way possible.
Well, the Financial Literacy Commission and the AICPA, actually the AICPA has joined forces with the Ad Council to form a ad program called Feed the Pig. And there's a website called feedthepig.org, which is focused on the 25 to 34-year-olds to really help them learn to save money. And there's now also a Feed the Pig for what they call tweeners, which is really fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. So it's about teaching financial literacy lessons early so that kids develop good habits as they get older. And there's also a website called 360financialliteracy.org, which has articles and resources for every stage of life.
360financialliteracy.org or feedthepig.org. Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Lisa Featherngill is a CPA and a personal financial specialist with the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. A reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day on the web, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.